Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Center approves continuation of Atal Pension Yojana till the year 2030-31. Also decides to infuse 5,000 crore rupees in Small Industries Development Bank of India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets Spanish counterpart Jose Manuel Alvarez Buono in New Delhi, calls for global zero tolerance on terrorism. India International Conference on Democracy and Election Management begins in New Delhi. Chief Election Commissioner highlights India's ancient democratic system. Indian origin astronaut Sunita Williams retires from NASA after 27 years of remarkable service. Greenland is not a natural part of Denmark, says Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, terms it colonial legacy, violating UN Charter. An immense cricket five-match T20 international series between India and New Zealand to begin in Nagpur this evening. The government today approved the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till the year 2030-31, along with extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. The scheme was launched in May 2015 with the objective of providing old-age income security to workers in the unorganized sector. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. The scheme offers a guaranteed minimum pension ranging from 1,000 to 5,000 rupees per month after attaining the age of 60, depending on the subscriber's contribution. Over 8 crore 66 lakh subscribers have been enrolled so far under the scheme, making it a cornerstone of country's inclusive social security framework. The government has also approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India, SIDBI, during the cabinet meeting today. This move is expected to benefit over 25 lakh 74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. Following the equity capital infusion of 5,000 crore rupees, the number of MSMEs receiving financial assistance is expected to increase from over 76 lakh rupees at the end of the financial year 2025-26 to more than 1 crore by the end of the financial year 2028. Employment generation is also projected to increase by 1 crore 12 lakh till the end of the financial year 2027-28. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that it is more imperative than ever for nations to collaborate on shared challenges, particularly in combating terrorism. Dr. Jaishankar made these remarks during the opening session of talks with the Spanish counterpart Jose Manuel Alvarez Buono in New Delhi today. He said that both India and Spain are victims of terrorism. He also stressed that the global order is undergoing a profound transformation and the world must adopt a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism.
It is more imperative than ever before for nations to collaborate on shared challenges. This is particularly the case with respect to combating terrorism, where both India and Spain have been victims. The world must display zero tolerance towards terrorism.
Dr. Jaishankar said that India will host the Artificial Intelligence AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi next month. He highlighted that India's approach to AI is human-centric, inclusive and focused on responsible and ethical values which closely align with Europe's approach. The minister said that India and Spain have designated 2026 as a dual year of culture, tourism and AI.
India is hosting the AI Impact Summit next month. Our approach to AI is human-centric, inclusive and focused on its responsible and ethical use. I think it's very similar to the approach of Europe. We are confident that the dual year will encourage greater institutional and industry-led collaboration.
The External Affairs Minister said that both India and Spain are marking 70 years of diplomatic relations this year. And Spain is among India's important trade partners in the European Union, and bilateral trade in goods has crossed $8 billion in recent years.
India and Spain enjoy warm and friendly relations rooted in shared democratic values and respect for multilateralism and a rule-based order. Our political engagement has grown steadily, marked by regular high-level exchanges. India and Spain will celebrate in 2026, this year, the 70th anniversary of the establishment of our diplomatic relations, as well as the dual year of culture, tourism and artificial intelligence.
Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has said that the booth-level officers are the foundational pillar of the electoral democracy in the country. Addressing the India International Conference on Democracy and Election Management, IICDEM 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Kumar said India is the mother of democracy and maintaining pure electoral rolls with the inclusion of every eligible elector is essential for strengthening of democracy.
Indian elections become one of the largest exercises on planet year after year in terms of logistics, numbers and transparency. The last year Lok Sabha elections, more than 1 billion voters, more than 640 million exercised their franchising, more than 1 million polling stations and roughly 1.8 to 2 crore people involved in this exercise is a feat.
Highlighting country's ancient democratic system during the conference, Mr. Kumar called the delegates to notice the stupa and the Ashoka pillar in the conference backdrop, which are popularly associated with the early foundations of democratic thought dating back to around 600 BCE. He also said that the conference backdrop also featured a Sanskrit hymn from the Athar Veda dating back more than a millennium before the current era, which speaks about the village samitis and committees.
At the backdrop itself was a hymn in Sanskrit of Atharvaveda, which is again a millennium before the current era, which talks about village samitis and committees. The backdrop of this conference also talks about Koduvalai, which was a system of voting, and as mentioned in Tamil sculptures, which is 1000 after the current era. All these pointers bring all of us together, not only to celebrate the democracy, but also to understand the future path, the challenges, the expectations of the electors, and how to make this process much, much more smoother, transparent, free, and fair.
Nearly 100 international delegates representing over 70 countries from across the world are participating in the 3 days conference. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has emphasized on a governance model that respects country's civilizational roots, values its heritage and culture, and delivers development. He was speaking at the 7th commemoration day of Sri Shivakumara Mahaswami at Sri Siddhaganga Mutt in Tumkuru today in Karnataka. The Vice President said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has harmonized Vikas and Virasat. He said people are progressing materially while remaining spiritually anchored.
The dignity of knowing who we are, where we come from, and what the values guide us to march forward. It affirms that the nation rooted in its civilization stands taller than the modern world.
Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh has underscored the need for a robust military power and having the will to use that power. Addressing the 22nd Subrata Mukherjee Seminar on National Security Imperatives in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said that military power stands as the ultimate arbiter of national power. He emphasized that the world is becoming increasingly chaotic and the focus on building a strong military, especially the Air Force, has become a necessity.
Whether it is getting people out of conflict zone, like we did it in Sudan, or whether it is giving a blow to the terrorist infrastructure and their perpetrators, or whether it is attacking multiple bases in Pakistan in a matter of few hours to send a signal that enough is enough and bring them to their knees. It was Air Power which did the trick, and that has to be remembered.
On the occasion, the Air Chief also released a book titled Drones Redefined, The Impact of Emerging Technologies on UAS Warfare. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Ministry today organized a mass singing of Vande Mataram as part of Phase 2 of the commemoration of 150 years of the national song. The event is part of a broader nationwide commemorative program to celebrate 150 years of Vande Mataram. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended the greetings to the people of Meghalaya, Tripura and Manipur on the Statehood Day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that the states are blessed with rich cultural legacy, vibrant traditions and extraordinary natural beauty. Mr. Radhakrishnan expressed hope that these vibrant states continue to contribute to the country's progress through inclusive growth, cultural richness, and sustainable development. Mr. Modi also prayed that the states prosper significantly in the coming times. Sunita Williams, one of the most accomplished astronauts in the history of human space flight, has retired from the American Space Agency, NASA, after an illustrious career spanning over 27 years. Her retirement follows a historic and unexpected 9-month mission aboard the International Space Station, ISS, marking the conclusion of a journey defined by endurance, leadership, and scientific excellence. We have a report.
Born in Euclid, Ohio, with roots reaching to Gujarat, India, Sunita Williams didn't just travel to space. She lived there, led there, and inspired millions from the orbit. Her spaceflight career began on December 9th in 2006 when she launched aboard Space Shuttle Discovery as a part of the STS-116 mission and returned on the Space Shuttle Atlantis with the STS-117 crew. During Expeditions 14 and 15, she served as a flight engineer and completed a then-record 4 spacewalks, demonstrating exceptional technical skill and endurance. In 2012, Williams launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan for a 127-day mission as a part of Expeditions 32 and 33. She later became the commander of the Expedition 33, making her one of the few women to lead the ISS. During this mission, she conducted 3 spacewalks to repair a leaking station radiator and replace a key power distribution component. But perhaps her most unexpected chapter came in 2024. What was planned as a short test flight aboard Boeing Starliner turned into a grueling 9-month mission. Alongside astronaut Butch Wilmore, Williams adapted, endured, and delivered, returning safely in March 2025.
Commercialization of space is great. There are opportunities for people to work in so many different companies. So not only rockets, not only spacecraft, but parts of space experiments, satellites, new technologies, 3D printing. I think it is great. I think there's more opportunity in the future. I'm excited for the space station, having laid that groundwork, that foundation of technologies that we did up there, as commercial companies turn some of that into production.
Across her career, Sunita Williams logged 286 days in space, completed 9 spacewalks, totaling over 62 hours, and became the most spacewalking woman in history. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said Greenland is not a natural part of Denmark, calling it a legacy of colonialism that violates the spirit of the UN Charter. Speaking at a news conference yesterday, Mr. Lavrov said Greenland was historically a colony of Norway and Denmark, and it only became an associated territory of Denmark in the mid-20th century. Mr. Lavrov strongly denied Trump's suggestions that Russia and China have any intentions to threaten the Arctic island. On to sports. In men's cricket, a 5-match T20 international series between India and New Zealand will begin today. The opening match of the series will be played in Nagpur. The match will start at 7 p.m. The 79th National Football Championship for Santosh Trophy began in Assam today. In a Group A match, Rajasthan FC defeated Uttarakhand by 3-2. In the two other fixtures of the same group, the match between Tamil Nadu and Assam is taking place. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.1% down during afternoon trade today. Both indices rebounded from intraday lows. The Sensex slipped 81 points to 82,099, while the Nifty dropped 28 points to 25,204 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre approves continuation of Atal Pension Yojana till the year 2030-31, also decides to infuse 5,000 crore rupees in Small Industries Development Bank of India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets Spanish counterpart Jose Manuel Alvarez Bionó in New Delhi, calls for global zero tolerance on terrorism. India International Conference on Democracy and Election Management begins in New Delhi. Chief Election Commissioner highlights India's ancient democratic system. Indian origin astronaut Sunita Williams retires from NASA after 27 years of remarkable service. Greenland is not a natural part of Denmark, says Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, terms it colonial legacy, violating UN Charter. An immense cricket 5-match T20 international series between India and New Zealand to begin in Nagpur this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.